Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I want to start out with a quote, and I think I shared this a week or two ago, a quote from President Kennedy. Sometimes party loyalty asks too much. Sometimes party loyalty asks too much. Now, we have seen an awful lot going on in the last, well, several years, but in particular the last 6 to 9 months. And we've been discussing the Iran deal, and we've been discussing Planned Parenthood. And now we have a discussion of refugees. So I want to kind of hit on some of this today. And we're going to start out with the Planned Parenthood. Now, they're having quite a little spat there in the House and in the Senate, because with the new leadership, which isn't new leadership at all, with McConnell and Boehner, nothing's getting done. And so the question is, they're asking, is whether the rest of the Republican Party will get on board with sending Obama a bill ending the tax funding of Planned Parenthood. Well, Boehner and McConnell aren't doing anything. Yeah, they're claiming now that they're going to, but we shall see. It says here they're asking the question, your predecessor was Harry Reid. Would things have been any different with him? And they said, no, it wouldn't have been. Not they, but those who are asking the question. So do your job. They're getting on to McConnell and they're getting on to Boehner because they're not doing their job. And it seems like every time you turn around, now they had the excuse when they were the minority, but now they're the majority. And they're not fighting, folks. They're not fighting for you. They're not fighting for me. They're not fighting for us. So they're claiming that they will have no problem shutting down the government if it should come to that, to stop Planned Parenthood. Stop the funding for Planned Parenthood. Now, this article goes on, and I don't want to go into in-depth with it, but it's one of the arguments is for the women's health, and that is not a good argument, and as one of them says, it's not about women's health. And it says, as far as the federally qualified health centers right now, there's 9,170 of those in the country compared to Planned Parenthood's only 700. And, of course, we talked about this a week or two ago, where that money that they're giving to Planned Parenthood could be used for these other facilities and even increase what they can do for women. So it could be used as a positive for women and stop murdering and selling baby parts. Well, that's what they're going to try and do. Then I wanted to read to you some of the questions that have been raised. And this is the questions, or actually these are the points, not the questions, that happened in the original hearing when they had this a week ago. And it says here that the hearing titled Planned Parenthood Exposed, examining the horrific abortion practices in the nation's largest abortion provider. And it was sparked after the string of the videos, which we've all been watching. We've all been very, very saddened and sick over them all. But this is what took place in the first hearing. Says James Bopp, the general counsel of National Right to Life, said it was clear that Planned Parenthood broke federal law. But Priscilla Smith, the director of the Yale Law School's Program for the Study of Reproductive Justice, countered that there is simply no evidence of that. Well, the evidence is now clear, Bopp said. Current practices employed by Parenthood have and various tissue procurement companies not only violated federal law when applicable, but also many ethical and moral principles. But Smith says, and this is what we're going to keep hearing, we're part of a smear campaign. And this simply is no evidence that's misleading, and it's misleading it, and it's not right. Now, they're claiming that those videos were edited. In fact, they said edited 42 times. Well, you have to define editing. I don't believe that they manipulated the content. Number two, it says Planned Parenthood officials were present in the audience wearing pink, but none of them took the stand. I thought it was obvious, kind of a little ironic that they're wearing pink. During the hearing, witness Gianna Jensen asked how many Lamborghinis were purchased with the blood of innocent children. Of course, if you've watched any of those videos, one of the very first ones, the lady said she wanted to, you know, make enough money to buy a Lamborghini. Jessen was born alive after an abortion procedure went wrong, and instead of leaving her to die, a nurse brought her to a hospital where doctors didn't expect her to live, and Jensen survived and was diagnosed with cerebral palsy, a disorder that causes impaired movement due to brain damage. She now advocates against abortion. Jensen also accused Planned Parenthood of encouraging women to terminate babies who are disabled. I would have asked Planned Parenthood the following questions. If abortion about women's rights, then where were mine? You continuously use the argument, if the baby is disabled, we need to terminate the pregnancy, as if you can determine the quality of someone's life. Is my life less valuable due to my cerebral palsy? Well, that's the Sanger agenda. We all know that. Margaret Sanger, and if anybody was imperfect, or the wrong color, or poor, they didn't deserve to live. Speaking to the two abortion survivors who testified, this is Representative Doug Collins from Georgia. You're not a failure, he told them. They're products of a failed abortion, but he said they are not a failure. This is going to continue, and this is just the first hearing and some of the arguments that went down and what happened. And in the sixth one, it says, in the light of allegations that Planned Parenthood legally profits off of the sale of aborted baby parts, Bob said, history shows that humans are stripped of their right to life. They become a commodity. Smith, who studies reproductive justice at Yale Law School, defended the use of aborted baby parts for research. Fetal tissue research has provided innumerable medical benefits and has saved lives. I think we have to decide whether we're willing to murder in order to save a life. Representative Jim Sensenbrenner from Wisconsin, he asked Smith if a partial birth abortion was a humane way to end a life, and she said, are you ready for this? Yes, for a pre-viable fetus, it is. She can't call it a baby, can she? Sensenbrenner also asked Smith why Planned Parenthood needs over $500 million to federally fund every year when there are other pressing needs such as feeding hungry children. The question is whether Congress should appropriate another $500 million plus to Planned Parenthood. Well, Smith said she thought that they did just as much good as feeding hungry children. She says they're preserving women's lives. Well, they're not preserving life. They're taking life. They claim it's for the rights of a woman, but yet they're not honest with the woman when she comes in there. They're not honest with her. And they're not willing to show her other options. They are not willing to do that. It's all in a business. It's all about making money off of the desperate and downtrodden. Well, when we come back, I'm going to give you the names of the senators and the representatives that voted for abortion. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and a rest drench product. Stock up today and be prepared. H-A-M-B-Y DairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. CSE Talk Radio, this is Beth Ann. Now, I said when we went into the break, I was going to give you these names, and I'm going to do that now. I think it's important that we hold these folks accountable. We've elected them. They're ignoring your phone calls. They're ignoring your letters. And you need to just keep at it. You need to keep at it, and you need to not elect them again. You need to not elect them. Now, I had something a week or two ago that said when they did this vote, they didn't even watch the videos. You know, I'm getting really sick and tired of these folks up there in D.C., these D.C. occupiers, not doing their job. They won't read a bill before they vote for it. They didn't watch these videos, I guess because they considered them propaganda. When is it going to stop? Well, here's the names. These were the naysayers that voted against defunding. So they voted for Planned Parenthood. They voted to continue the abortions and the selling of baby parts. Baldwin, he's a Democrat from Wisconsin. Bennett, a Democrat from Colorado. Blumenthal, a Democrat from Connecticut. Booker, a Democrat from New Jersey. Boxer, a Democrat from California. Brown, a Democrat from Ohio. Cantwell, a Democrat from Washington. Cardin, a Democrat from Maryland. Carper, a Democrat from Delaware. Casey, a Democrat from Pennsylvania. Coons, a Democrat from Delaware. Durbin, a Democrat from Illinois. Feinstein, a Democrat from California. Franken, a Democrat from Minnesota. Are you getting the picture here? It gets worse because they're not all Democrats. Gillibrand, a Democrat from New York. Heinrich, a Democrat from New Mexico. Heitkamp, a Democrat from North Dakota. Hirona, a Democrat from Hawaii. Kane, Democrat from Virginia. King, an independent from Maine. Kirk, a Republican from Illinois. Klobacher, a Democrat from Minnesota. Lahey, a Democrat from Vermont. Markey, a Democrat from Massachusetts. McCaskill, a Democrat from Missouri. Menendez, a Democrat from New Jersey. Merkley, a Democrat from Oregon. Are any of yours on here? McCulsky, a Democrat from Maryland. Murphy, a Democrat from Connecticut. Murray, a Democrat from Washington. Nelson, a Democrat from Florida. Peters, a Democrat from Michigan. Reed, a Democrat from Rhode Island. Another Reed, a Democrat from Nevada. Sanders, an independent from Vermont. Schatz, a Democrat from Hawaii. Schumer, a Democrat from New York. Shaheen, a Democrat from New Hampshire. Stabenow, a Democrat from Michigan. Tester, a Democrat from Montana. Udall, a Democrat from New Mexico. Warner, a Democrat from Virginia. Warren, a Democrat from Massachusetts. Whitehouse, a Democrat from Rhode Island. And Wyden, a Democrat from Oregon. So most of them were, but not all of them were Democrats. And that goes back to what Kennedy said. Sometimes loyalty to party is asking too much. So are they being loyal to a party? Are they being loyal to some lobbyist? What's going on that they won't even look at those videos before voting? They're willing to send millions of dollars, half a billion I believe it was, to Planned Parenthood without investigation, without stopping and thinking, well, you know, something's been done. Now, we're willing to take a woman in Kentucky and throw her in jail, but we're not willing to investigate Planned Parenthood, these who voted no. Some people are just heartless. Well, let's change up the subject here. Sometimes loyalty to party asks too much. Well, I think it's gotten to be such a profiteering profession, these politicians, these D.C. occupiers, that not only loyalty to party is important, or not important, not important to the loyalty of the people, but they no longer feel a loyalty to the American people for our safety. If there's any truth to this, and I assume that there is because it's coming from a fairly reliable source, the Federalist Papers Project. Now, this is, it's shocking, but it's not, because we have seen so much corruption. But Iran is paying certain Democrats to support the nuke deal. It says in this article by Russ Hepler, anyone with common sense knows just how bad the Obama-Kerry-Hillary-Iran nuke deal, Iran nuke deal is. Why anyone would want to support such an irresponsible and dumb deal is beyond comprehension. It says that they've reported in this particular website, news articles, about how almost 200 retired military leaders have condemned the deal as a direct threat to the United States security. So why would anyone in Congress want to support such a fiasco? Well, perhaps this is the answer. MRC TV reports on the all-too-common motive in Washington. One of the many unanswered questions about P5 plus 1 agreement with Iran is why so many congressional Democrats are rallying behind the president, because, you know, apparently, the party's not asking them too much yet. But on this issue, with the recent polls show that the majority of Americans want Congress to reject the deal. So they're going against their constituents. I want to emphasize that. They know. You've made those phone calls. You've written those letters. And don't stop. Flood their offices. But it says part of the reason is obvious. They are supporting a president from their own party. But not so obvious, the reason may be that Iranian lobbyists are making big campaign donations to Democrats and are funding pro-deal propaganda. It says, writing in the Front Page magazine, Daniel Greenfield pointed out that many of the Democratic legislators who announced their support for the deal are getting money from the Iran lobby, specifically the Iranian American Political Action Committee, IAPAC. The IPAC maxed out its contributions to Senator Ed Markey, a Democrat from Massachusetts, and Al Franken received the same $5,000 during their 2014 election cycle. Why are we allowing these candidates or these elected officials to take money from foreign PACs? Stop and think about that. They've taken the safety of the American people and put it on the burner, giving it no consideration and considering only their careers as politicians. Well, what kind of a career are they going to have if the United States ceases to exist? They came out yesterday, too. Well, this is coming from the Daily Signal, which is the Heritage Foundation, and Josh Siegel is the one who wrote this, that the House isn't going to vote on an Iran PAC until Obama reveals the secret side deals. Now, they've seen the deal, but there are side deals with it, and they have not seen those, and they're claiming that they're not going to vote until then. Well, we'll see if McConnell and Boehner stand their ground and hold out. But again, as I said earlier in the show, why would they be voting on anything unseen or unread? Why would they do that? Do they just plain not take their job seriously? Do they not take national security seriously? Do they not take life seriously? Why would they ever vote on anything? I don't even think it should be a question. If we haven't seen the side deals, we're not voting on this. We want to see the entire deals. Well, we'll see what happens. I also have a list of the names. I promised to give you those last week, and we ran out of time. Of all the senators and representatives, or senators, I think it is, that voted for, that intend to vote for the Iran deal. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? NAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phone lines. I have callers. We have Therese from Pennsylvania. Therese, what's on your mind today?
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
You had mentioned all of these congressmen and whoever have voted to support the continued funding of Planned Parenthood.
Yes.
And all these other pieces of legislation where people have said, well, no, we don't want it, but they get it anyway. You have to remind yourself that what they've done is commit treason on a highest level.
And I think this next one is, too. Can you talk up just a little bit? We're having trouble hearing you.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
That's a little better. Thank you.
Thank you. But when you take a look at what has been done there, it is a very high treason. If you take a look at all of the tyrants, and we're at the same probably step in our demise here as Germany was in 1932, 1933, every time a tyrant gets into power, the first thing they do is execute the people who helped get them there.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when I was reading this last night, and I'm not a violent person by any means, but when I was reading this last night about these Iran, the ones that are voting for the Iran deal that have taken money from outside, you know, from Iranians, and I'm thinking, that's treason, and that, to me, we need to bring back the hangings. We need to hang them there in D.C. and let people see what happened.
Well, keep in mind, too, is that just like with what happened in Russia when the Bolsheviks helped the communists get into power, the first thing the communists did that Lenin and Stalin did was to execute them.
Hmm.
Okay? So what these people, they'll be the first ones to go.
Oh, right.
Even though what their actions have done have undermined our society and our religious and political beliefs, okay, and the foundations on which we were formed. I think what we're looking at now, you can say, well, you can impeach them, but and that means whoever. But before you can do that, you have to have a federal grand jury adjourned, okay, so that indictments can be put out. Until that happens, and somebody's got to have a lot of courage to do that, we're going to wind up continually going down this slope, and we're at the bottom of the slippery slope right now. That's my personal opinion. Okay.
You know, every time I see something else, I think, how much lower can we go? And
you're getting to the bottom of the barrel here, I think.
You know, I mean, you sit there and you cry over these Planned Parenthood videos. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous what we're allowing to happen. And that these elected officials would continue to fund them. That's a year in my money. That they would continue to send money there when they know that the American people want something done. The majority of the American people want something done. We've been lied to just like they lie to those women when they come into those clinics.
Oh, yes. I've known quite a few, and I'm 75 years old now, okay? And in my life, I have met many people who have gone into that program.
Hmm.
And after they allowed the butchery to take place, they carry a very heavy burden on them for the rest of their life. There's two or three of them that, as a human being, they're just dysfunctional because of it.
I have some friends that had been in that same situation, and they will never forget. It's hard for them to forget, but they have to. I mean, they have to forgive themselves.
You know, one person, she was an aeronautical engineer, and I say was, and she could no longer continue in her profession, and she was a brilliant engineer. She's the kind of person that would have been an asset to any one of the aircraft development projects or any of the NASA projects or for SpaceX, something like that. And that she doesn't have that now.
Mm. Well, I know that it's an abomination because they're taking advantage of these women, and they're of all ages. The women aren't all young. Many of them are, but they're not all young, and they're taking advantage of their desperate situations and how they feel.
Not to take any more time from somebody else on here, but you have to wonder, with all these abortions that have taken place, how many Amelia Earharts, okay,
yes,
or Andrew Jacksons did we lose? Okay?
Exactly.
How many Kelly Johnsons?
Mm.
Okay, from Lockheed, or Kurt Tank from Falk Wolf, or any of those people who were brilliant.
We're basically murdering our future.
That's exactly
what we're doing. We're murdering the future of the United States. All right, I appreciate it, Therese. Thank you so much for calling.
Bye-bye.
We have Dave from New York. Dave, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Beth Ann. I was going to talk about Kirsten Gillibrand from New York, who really defeats me. You can generally tell a person, you know, when you first meet them or whatever, sort of by their eyes and how they, you know what I mean? And she looks so, you know, like Polly Purebred, and she talked about having two guns under her bed and all this stuff, you know, under the bed for, you know. And we come up with, our governor in New York State, head of the FAITH Act, which told conservatives and gun hunters to move out of the state. Well, that was nice. But when we get into the, the abortion stuff, and here she is, you know, promoting that. And I look at it like this because, you know, I've been around a while, and you listen to enough things and you start to realize what the plan is. And they say by 2025, half the kids will have autism. Well, guess what? You're going to have a license to have a baby. And you know what? Maybe it's because there are such things as alpha genes in people. And, you know, I used to know somebody that raised beagles, and the ones that were gun shy, they got disposed or they found the new home because they weren't.
I was just thinking, Dave, if they were doing the same thing with puppies, they would be outraged.
I just look at this as a future, and it's a terrible thought, but Auschwitz in the womb, and it's like, they're not going to have any competition, and they don't want to get rid of one of their mainstays of getting rid of people that, you know, are going to be any possible threat. I know that sounds a little conspiratorial, but that's what I think.
Well, it is. Maybe it is, but I mean, it is still that same agenda of a super race, which is what Margaret Sanger was after. That's what she wanted. She didn't want the poor didn't have a right to live. Those who were imperfect didn't have a right to live. Those who she deemed the wrong color didn't have any right to live. And so, no, it's not conspiracy. That's exactly how she thought.
Can I ask you one question? I don't have a computer. You have a newsletter. Is there any way to get it without a computer?
You can only get it without a computer. My newsletter is old. It's old time hard copy,
okay,
and it isn't free. But I will send you a free copy if you.
I don't want a free copy. I want to pay for it.
Okay, well it's 24.
I want to know your number. How do I get a hold of you?
It's 24.95. My phone number here in the office is 573-796-2166, and I'm the only one here, so I can't answer the phone till I get off the air. Okay.
Oh yeah, that's no problem. But I mean. Anybody out there listening and realize that Beth only makes any money and doesn't make any money at all so far, you know,
yeah.
If we're going to listen to her, jeepers creepers, $24 a year?
$24.95, yeah.
Well, but I mean, no, thank you very much.
I appreciate that. Thank you,
okay,
Dave. Thank you for the plug. Well, anyway, moving on, I mentioned I wanted to give the names of those who were on this list as well with the Iran deal, and I'm going to do that here in just a few minutes. I think we're going to run into the clock. But I am aghast at this where they are taking money from the IPAC. From Iran. They're taking money for their campaigns now. There needs to be something done about that. There should be, I mean, way too much money is spent on campaigns anyway, but no money from a foreign entity, even filtered, should touch the hands of these elected officials or their campaigns or their bank accounts or their .orgs. None. This is cause for this is treason. It's treason, people. How much are we going to put up with? You know, the president said he had a pen and a phone. Well, so do we. Get on it, Republic. Get it going. We've got to get this stopped. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. When I come back, I'm going to give the list of all those senators who think Iran deal is so wonderful. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410, and we will all be right back.
You a David. There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption, abuse of power, and deceit, have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We
we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed. And that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. And request your subscription to The Pen today.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
Returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're in the final segment of today's show. It's the fastest hour of the day. I have some callers. I'm going to hang, if you'll just hang on a minute. I tried to share this last week and I did not get to it. So I want to share this, and you're going to recognize some of the same names that voted for Planned Parenthood are voting for Iran. And it is Senator Tammy Baldwin from Wisconsin, Senator Barbara Boxer from the state of California, Senator Sherrod Brown from Ohio, Senator Tom Carper from Delaware, Senator Bob Casey Jr. from Pennsylvania, Senator Chris Coons from Delaware, Senator John Donnelly from Indiana, Senator Dick Durbin from Illinois, Senator Dianne Feinstein from the state of California, Senator Al Franken from Minnesota, Senator Kristen Gillibrand from New York, Senator Martin Heinrich from New Mexico, Senator Mazie Hirono from Hawaii, Senator Tim Kaine from Virginia, Senator Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota, Senator Angus King from, he's an independent, from Maine, Senator Patrick Leahy from Vermont, Senator Ed Markey from Massachusetts, Senator Claire McCaskill from Missouri, we apologize, Senator Jeff Markley from Oregon, Senator Barbara Mikulski from Maryland, Senator Chris Murphy from Connecticut, Senator Patty Murray from Washington, Senator Bill Nelson from Florida, Senator Jack Reed from Rhode Island, Senator Harry Reid from Nevada, Senator Bernie Sanders, an independent from Vermont. Senator Brian Schatz, a Democrat from Hawaii. Senator Jean Shaheen from New Hampshire. Senator Debbie Stabenow from Michigan. Senator John Tester from Montana. Senator Tom Udall from New Mexico. Senator Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts. And Senator Sheldon Whitehouse from Rhode Island. And we go to Ray from Arkansas. Ray, how are you today?
Oh, I'm fine. I fixed my call. Are you there?
I'm doing okay. You're having a little trouble with your phone there, though, aren't you?
Okay, just a little bit. Can you hear me, though?
I can hear you.
Okay, great. Hey, I came in late to the program, and but I know tomorrow is 9/11 anniversary.
Yes, it is.
Of,
yes.
And you know, to this day, 14 years later, Americans still do not know what happened. We think it was a couple of guys out from on a cave that came over to Florida, learned how to fly, and ran those planes into those buildings. But there's so many expert testimony that say, for example, the TWA pilots say that's impossible the way the official story of the plane running into the Pentagon. It would be impossible for them, trained pilots, to actually do that. And there was only one hole in the building. Where are the other two holes reached the titanium engine? Oh, they said that the official story is those engines disintegrated. And yes, the person's fingerprints that was driving the plane didn't. They were able to fingerprint the people and identify which hijackers ran that thing into the Pentagon. That's just one tip. Then up there in New York City.
I'm going to stop you because I'm really having some trouble. Your phone is really cutting out. There's a lot of unanswered questions. But tomorrow isn't about that. Tomorrow is about all the lost Americans. And that's what we're going to remember tomorrow. But we do need to question, and we need to get down to it. But right now, and here we are one more time, you know, here we are questioning things that the government tells us, and we need to question them. But if these guys are taking money from foreign countries like Iran for their campaigns, that is treason. And I don't know any other way to look at that except that that is treason, because we know that they sing and chant death to America constantly. And while there are a lot of unanswered questions, in particular about the building that didn't get hit, that went down, tomorrow is about remembering our Americans that are gone and their families that are still suffering from that loss. That's what tomorrow is about. Because it's got to be a time when the American people start embracing one another. There was no racism that day. People of all colors, shapes, and sizes died. Both sexes. Didn't matter if you were pregnant or not. Died. It was an attack, however you want to look at it, on America. And many Americans lost their lives, and many Americans lost their loved ones. So tomorrow, that's what we will remember. Well, Al-Qaeda has come out with a hit list again. I guess they do this periodically. I'm not on that hit list yet. I'm not rich. You got to be rich to be the one that they hate. Well, not really. They hate all of us anyway. But it says the American economic leaders such as mega-rich industrialist brothers Charles and David Koch and Sam Walton and Bill Gates and Michael Bloomberg and Warren Buffett are on the Al-Qaeda hit list, and it came out in their magazine, which is called Inspire Magazine. Also, Larry Ellison, he's the casino magnate Sheldon, and the casino magnate Sheldon Adelson, the economist Robert Shiller, and the former Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke, though his successor Janet Yellen is not on the list. Now, they said they can get off the list if they would change where they keep their money in American banks. Well, I find it interesting that the Koch brothers are on there and Soros wasn't. And I found it kind of interesting that Trump wasn't on there. But anyway, how much hate are we going to take before we start taking some safety issues, some safety precautions in the United States? Seems like all the safety precautions we take are taken against the freedoms and the liberties of the American people. You know, you and I are the ones who have to have our luggage gone through when we go through airports. It's kind of like Mike Cutler was saying, the INS retired agent, I call him super agent, earlier this week, that how ridiculous some of that is. Here we have a list, and today's show is titled, I've Got Their Names. You've got their names, folks. In your state, who voted against you and for Iran? Who voted against life and for abortion and Planned Parenthood? For a felony offense. It's time for all of us to come together, to stand and hold these people accountable, and bring America home.
From our small family-run business to you, we offer over 30 years of research and experience so deep and so vast that you are assured to improve your personal and professional farming operation with the very best of chelates, minerals, and vitamins, and to enhance the quality of life and well-being for your livestock, your crops, and your family. With our focus on truth, clarity, and experience in feed supplements, we can help you improve your bottom line with the best of advice in conventional, organic, GMO-free, and drug-free natural products based on decades of experience and absolute respect for time-tested agricultural and natural farming processes. We are serving all of North America. Visit our website at www.bio-ag.com or call us today at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency has thousands of options nationwide and can help you get the government subsidies you deserve to help lower the cost of health insurance. Under the law, if you have special qualifying events such as marriage, loss of job, or moving, you may still be entitled to Obamacare coverage. At Health Markets, our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-212-4972 now. That's 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really?
Yeah. They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921, 800-473-7921.